Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. So Samsung unveils its latest lineup of smartphones at its Unpacked conference in San Jose this morning, and AI is playing a big role in the latest update. So, Mark, what is new and cool about these phones?
So not a ton of new hardware features, not a ton of new bells and whistles, not a ton of new camera enhancements, but what we are seeing is a lot of AI, and the whole approach for the introduction of these new S24 phones is AI everywhere. They've partnered with Google, and they're implementing Google's Gemini large language models. That is the most up-to-date, highest-end AI you can integrate. And basically, you're going to be able to get AI through the phone. I'll give you some examples. If you're looking at a video or a picture and you want to know more about it, you can take the stylus out of the phone and circle it, and you'll get some more info from Google. And that's using AI to understand what you're circling. You can get summaries. You want to do a voice recording with the Voice Memos app on your phone, a lecture or a meeting, you can do that. And then afterwards, the app will spit out a summary, right, of what you heard, which is, I mean, an incredible use case for AI. You can summarize your notes. You can summarize articles on the web. Instead of reading the whole article, you can get a summary of the article. Now, I personally wouldn't recommend that, but
that is
a feature. Yes, like a Cliff's Notes. So that is a feature. If you do want that. And then there's new AI enhancements for the camera. Let's say you want to edit a photo and fill in the frame of a photo. Maybe there's something missing. You can use generative AI, another form of AI, to do that now. So it's AI everywhere, and that's the big push from Samsung this time around.
I don't know if this is handy and convenient or scary.
I think it's a mix of both. Right now, all the features are more handy and convenient. I'm not seeing anything that is scary, but I think you're right. This same technology, definitely there are concerns about what this tech could be used for, but it seems like these big tech players, Samsung, Amazon, Google, Apple, they're doing it in a pretty conscientious way.
So do the iPhones have this as well?
The iPhones don't have this. So Apple's working on a slew of new AI features for release this year. They're not going to announce their features until June. They won't roll out until the iPhone 16 comes out in September. So what you saw today from Samsung, you'll probably see a repeat of from Apple. And that's going to be the big Apple focus for the second half of this year, generative AI being integrated and implemented across the company's products. So this is the year of AI.
I was wondering, if you have a Samsung smartphone, is this enough to get you to want to upgrade, or can you wait?
You don't necessarily need these new phones to take advantage of it, but there are some new upgrades, like a titanium frame on the highest end model and better camera sensors as well, that might pick your interest.
That is Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg TV. That is at 2 p.m.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.